Today's daf in Masechet Sukkah, brought to you by Bein Chamot Yerushalayim, is daf Mem Dalet. How do you like that? And unfortunately, this time around, the last day we have with Reb Chaim here, but we look forward to the next time around.
It'll be bad again.
Yeah. Okay, so we are holding today to an Omerle Abaye. We just explained yesterday that we're made the takona of Shiva for the lulav, and that was Zecher LeMikdash, and we spoke about how it works out, like Abba Shabbos, but that takona, which would never occur to us, there's this major difference in that the takona of Shiva LeMikdash was made by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai 7 days in the Gvulim, connected 7 days in the Mikdash, right? But when it came to the Arava, we said 1 day. So we got mixed up because we were talking about 1 day being able to do on Shabbos. That was the. But what about the Ikra Takana? We only do Netilat Arava on Yom Hoshana Rava. Why do we only do it on Yom Hoshana Rava? The Mikdash, they did it all 7 days. So then we should do it all 7 days. Otherwise, what kind of Zecher LeMikdash is it? So that question we never raised before. So all of a sudden, Omele Abaye LeRabba, but I don't get the Iker issue over here. Why is it that a lulav of Dina LeShiva Zecher LeMikdash, Umashnei Arava, the lulav Dina LeShiva Zecher LeMikdash? Omar Le. So Rabba told Abaye, Hoyo Vadam Yotzei Yedecho Vato Mi Arava Shebelulav. Look, basically, anyway, the guy is really being Yotzei his Chiev of the Tilas Arava by carrying the Arava in his lulav. So once there's already a hecker that he has to take specifically the Arava, so every day already there's that element of Zecher. And most learn that this is L'shitas Rabba, that mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana. So Memel, as long as he realizes, why aren't I doing it all 7 days? Yeah, I'm doing it all 7 days. Yeah, so I don't need it. Omar Lei, so I buy a tainet, this would be L'shita too. But what does that have to do with Arava? That he doesn't have in mind anything about an Arava. He's picked up his lulav. It never occurred to him that he's supposed to also be mekayim some kind of mitzvah, Zecher LeMikdash. V'chitem, and maybe you'll tell me, well, no, he has to put down his lulav, you know, after it was Yotzi, and has to pick it up again, having in mind the Arava. Maybe that's the pshat. Maybe just, I mean, did you ever see anybody do that? Well, I could just tell you, you know, I love the way these ivory tower scientists could come up with something like that, but on Maisim B'chol Yom, I never saw that, and there's Maisim all over the world, wherever I've been, I ain't ever seen anybody. They, whoops, oh, I forgot, I got to pick it up again for Arava. Never heard of it. So you're not answering my question. Omer was vid, Mishmei the Rava. Look, the truth is, it's a whole different issue. The lulav is a chi of the oraita, right? So, since there's a chiv d'oraita on lulav avdinan shiva zecher lemikdash, so they're already very machner to make 7 day of a zecher. But arava, the whole issue of the arava is the rabbanan, and therefore lo avdinan la shiva zecher lemikdash. It's not so chashiv that we have to worry about it. Wait a minute, who said that? What do you mean it's a drabbanan? Laman, according to who is it a drabbanan? According to Abba Shol, maybe, who said before, Arve Nachal, the language of Arve, of course, is two. So what's the two? Two is Watchable Lulav and Watchable Mikdash, right? He says, that's the meaning of Arve. Shtayim, Achat Lulav, Achat Lemikdash. So according to him, it's a Diorita. According to Rabbonim, who argue on Abba Shol over there, they say it's Allah L'Meshim Sinai. Whoever said it's a Drabbanan? And nobody said it's Drabbanan. So forget that one. Because the Omer of Asi, the Omer of Yochanan, the Shomer of Chani, Yishbikat Beit Choratan, as we had before, that these three in Yonim, even though they don't seem to be related directly to each other, but as Rashi explained earlier, these three in Yonim were asked together in the Beis HaMedrash, and because of that, they were shown to them together as if they were all made was one Allah. That's Rashi's approach. And that is that Eser Netiot, if you have 10 saplings, and only saplings, that are equally spread out equidistantly in an area of a Beit Sa'ah, there's Halacha L'Bashem Sinai, that those saplings require soft earth around the entire area, because they are yonic from the entire area of a Beit Sa'ah, and therefore you can continue to work it all the way up until Shvi'as. and there's no din of the Tosefet Shviyos before Rosh Hashanah, that is Halacha Nabah Shmi Sinai that gives over the information of the Yanika on saplings, and this mitzvah that we're talking about here of Arava, and the mitzvah of Nizach HaMayim, these three things are Halacha Nabah Shmi Sinai. So exactly who is it that you're suggesting holds that Arava is only Derabbanan and therefore we shouldn't be Machmir? That's not the pshat. Ela Amar Vzid Mishmei Derava. The point is, Lulav, the Itle Ikar Min HaTorah, there's two ways of reading this. Partial way of reading it is the way the Ritva learns, the Rav learns. Lulav, the Itle Ikar Min HaTorah Bigvulim, you have to anyway be Noitel, a Lulav and the Gvulim, right? All over. For one day. Okay, so you're going to make a Zecher LeMikdash of one day? That doesn't make any sense because, I mean, anyway, you do it in the Gvulim one day. Many writes, how do I see the Mikdash over there? So therefore, you need, if you're not going to do it one day, you need to do the opposite, do it all 7 days. Then it becomes a Zechel Mikdash. But the Arava, that you don't do it all, Minatera Bigvulim. Now, what should we see now? Is to do it in the Mikdash, not to do it all over the place. It has to do with the Mizbeach, with the whole Inyan. Of Akofas Mizbeach, so lo Avdinan. Shiva, Zechel HaMikdash. What do I have to do? Shiva, Zechel HaMikdash, Bechlal. If I do one day, people will say, why are we doing this? Must be a Zechel HaMikdash. That's how most learn. The Rambam, however, learns that the question is about the Chumrah of the Mokar. So according to him, a Lulav that comes with a whole din of Lulav is said beferish in the Torah. So then, comma, then even Bigvulin Avdin Allah Shiva Zechel HaMikdash. The Arava that doesn't say anything beferish in the Torah about it, and that would be true even Aliba Dabashova, Arve Nocha means Arava and the Mikdash. It's a remez. But it certainly doesn't say Minatari what to do, the Lulav it spells it out. Therefore it's not so chomer that Bigvulin Lovdin and Shiva Zechel HaMikdash. Omar Ish Lakish. You should know that Kohanim Baalei Mumim, even though a Kohen Baal Mum usually is not nichnas beyond the Mizbeach to go Beinu Olam al Mizbeach because he doesn't do Aveda and he has no business there. But when it comes to the day of Arava, then he goes in Kedei Latzeit Baravah in order to be able to put the Arava, whatever it is he does with the Arava. We're assuming that he walks around the Mizbeach with the Arava. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, mi amra, who the heck said that? Where'd you get that from? What are you telling us, Halacha? I never heard of that. Mi amra, what are you talking about? Now, the Gemara thought mi amra meant, how do you know that there is a mitzvah of doing such a thing with, at least that's what we think now. How do you know that it's a cheva on the coin to go walking with an arov? Mi amra. He was the one who said it. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who was quoted by Rav Asi. Yom Rav Asi, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Mishom Rav Lechon Yish, Pikat Pet Choratan. As we just said, that Esu Netiot, Arava, Nisach HaMayim, is Halacha Nabah Sinai. So what are you telling me, mi amra? No, he meant, I know that I told you that that's the Halacha, but why are you taking for granted that that means you're supposed to be carrying an Arava? Did I ever tell you what to do with your Arava? You say, well, it must be, you carried the Arava. Who said? Mi amra b'netila. Who says you're supposed to be noitel lulav, an Arava? Maybe you're just supposed to be zokefit, as we mentioned earlier. You put it up against the Mizbeach. Somebody says you have to go all around the Mizbeach, to go between Olam and the Mizbeach. He wants to be Mekayim it. Put it up there. Did I tell you that it had to do Benetila? And you're telling me, Kohanim Bali Mumin. Did I tell you every coin that's there has to do it? Somebody does it. Who's to say what a Balmum Dafka has to be? Maybe Dafka Kohanim Tamimim should do it. It's a Maisa that you do on the base of Mingdash. Maybe Miyakari for Kohanim Tamimim. I mean, you're jumping to conclusions because I told you as it did of Arava. That's what I'm saying. Miyamra, who told you such a thing? Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi. We don't know who said what at this point, but one of them says that Arava is a yesod of Nevi. And the other one says that Nevi Machrayim, where that were in the transitional period after the Churban, Chagai, Zachari, Malachi, they were miyaseh this din. V'chadam Arava minhag Nevi'im. Minhag Nevi'im means it wasn't a takona. It was something that they did. And that's why we say the tefillah afterwards, after the Arava, and we're mavorech on the minhagim, minhagim hatovim of the Nevi'im, and so on. because that's how we paskin, that it's not a chiv, it's a minik. So they were manik people to do this without telling them, you have to do it. Now, even though it doesn't say who says what, and what is a nafkamina, tremendous nafkamina, do you make a bracha on it? If it's a yisayd hanaviyim, it means that it's a mitzvah to do. They were miyasei this mitzvah. So you should say Asher Kedushanu is a Savitz Yivanu. We don't say Asher Kedushanu.
Is it so good? Is it, what level?
I mean, it's certainly as good as the Takana of the Gemara that we say, Netilas Yadayim Asher Kedushanu is a Savitz Yivanu. Rashi learns that it's because of Lotasur. Because what makes it a mitzvah? That the Torah says you're not allowed not to do it. So Mamela, it's a mitzvah, Asher Kedushanu, because you said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said, that we're not allowed to be sar midivrei chachomim. Zechariah Malachi, Chagai, Zechariah Malachi, they were the balei habezdin of their time. They were the ones who were carrying the Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mamela, you would say Asher Kedushanu, but if they themselves didn't say you have to do this, and it was only a minig that they were manig, so then you don't say Asher Kedushanu.
Why it's not aseh, but it's not...
There's no tzivui. Where's the tzivui? Tzivui is that you're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told us that we have to do it. Where'd you do it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told you.
Yeah, but to listen to the...
But if there's no lotasur, then it's not included. Right? At least that's how Rashi learns. We'll see in a moment that that's not... But first, let's finish it, because obviously this is a direct contradiction to what we just said. We said that it's halacha l'mishum b'Sinai. How come all of a sudden we're discussing whether it's Yesed and Neviim? But anyway, so far, we don't know who said what between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. Says the Gemara, well, it's obviously Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said it's mamash Yesod and Neviim. Distayim de Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Yesod Neviim. The Omer Rabbi Avo. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Beferish, Haravai Yesod Neviim. You're right, distayim. What the heck? Me or my Rabbi Yochanan? I don't understand. How could Rabbi Yochanan possibly have said that? If Rabbi Yochanan was the carrier of the Mesera from the Chunya Ish Bikat Beit Koratan, that Eser Netiyot HaRavan Nisachamayim is Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. What's he coming along telling us about Chagai Zechariah Malachi? What do they have to do with anything? There's 1,000 years later. He was like totally shocked and just sat there with his mouth hanging open. That is crazy. And then he realized the only way to understand what Rabbi Yochanan said was that it's the Yesod in the sense that they were chayzer to be miyased the halachas. So apparently what happened was a shakum. Must be that because of the golus to Bavel, and this was the transitional stage, and that during that period, the Torah had been forgotten until they resettled and so on. And these Nevi'im were miyased again to make sure that people would remember the Takanas HaNevi'im. But it's not that he's saying that the Takana, they were, the Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, it's not that the Takana was to create that. The Takana was to reinstate that.
What are the two things going on here? One is the putting a rabbi by his day off is a victim. The other is walking around with it.
Nobody said you have to walk around with it.
Even
La Halacha, where did we see that you have to walk around with it? And in fact, we don't walk around with it. We walk around with a lulav.
What's the lashon
that we use? Chavata, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that later today. But before we go further on this, let me just point out, the Rambam uses this sugya to prove that you don't make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh. You don't make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh because it's only a minig. It's only a minig. The only takana of halal was on Chanukah, which is where he brings the dinim of halal in Hilchas Chanukah, and first day of Pesach and the full holiday, 8 days of Sukkot, right? So why would you make a bracha on something that's a minig biyom? How can you say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvotav? So there's no Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvotav. Who gave you that mitzvah? Okay, so first of all, obviously, that can't mean that the Rambam is following Rashi's approach of Minhaga, because the Rambam says beferish that there is an Isser Lotasur on anything which was a Takana o Minhaga. That can't be, at least this is what everybody Tanya's on. Personally, I don't think it's a Tanya. But this is like the big kasha from the Rambam, that he has Torah, Gaon, Rashi. The truth is, the Rambam only says anything that the Chachamim were mitakein or manhin as a siyog l'teira is what he says. Isn't that, where is this a siyog l'teira? Siyog l'teira means to do something that you won't come to be over. This has nothing to do with that, doing something not to be over. It's an avayda that they weren't attacking. So who says that a minhag the Rambam holds has to be included in Lotasur, where it's not a siyog l'teira? The asu mishmeret mishmarti. That's part of what our Kaddish Baruch Hu told us, is what's dependent on the Chachamim. But things that are extensions of that, who's to say that that's a, if it's a minhag be Amman, maybe not? Okay. But there's a lot of problems. Anyway, some serious problems are contradictions in Pesach. So for instance, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, because of that, the Chachamim, the Sfardim do not say a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. And those that follow the Minhag Ari and the Tefillah don't say a bracha on Rosh Chodesh for Hallel. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. You do not say a bracha on that. And on the other hand, the same Beis Yosef Paskins, that you do make a bracha, as Ben Sinoz is very much part of that whole thing, you do make a bracha on your menorah in a Beit Knesset. There is no mitzvah to light a menorah in the Beit HaKnesset. It's a minhag b'yamah to light a menorah in the Beit HaKnesset. So what's going on? Huh? Yeah, exactly. How can you make a bracha on something that bechlal? I mean, not even any. Who is misaking such a minhag even as a minhag? It came to be a thing. People weren't there. People would sleep there. So, mela, we ended up doing it. And there's other steerers. The Rosh also paskins the mashal that you don't make a bracha on a minhag. And yet he says that in places where there's a minhag to light neiros for lichvod Yom Kippur, which is our minhag, you make a bracha just like you make a bracha on Shabbos. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, also contradicts himself, Rabbeinu Tam says, listen, for an Arava, you don't make a bracha. That's because, you know, what are you doing? You're not doing anything. You're carrying a stick. I mean, what is the chashivas of carrying a stick? Mashenken, you're saying hallo, you know. It's like being Kareba Teres. If you've been Kareba Hallow, I mean, it's the same thing. Which nobody, what in the world is that supposed to mean? It's not a good enough thing. A stick is not good enough. The Rabbeinu Tam has taken upon himself to decide whether it's a nice enough minhag to make a bracha. What is he saying? It's a beautiful brisk rov. It's a mamish classic brisk, right? That says like this. The inyan is not why you do it, but what you're doing. So if you do something, which is a cheftza shel mitzvah, but the reason that you're doing this thing is because it's a minhag, there, of course, you make a bracha. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam is saying. The arava, there's no, so what is an arava? Did somebody make an arava cheftza shel mitzvah? It's a stick. So what are you going to say, Shaka, on what? Kriyas HaTorah can include Kriyas HaLel. So Mimela, once already, there's a cheftza shel mitzvah. Rosh is saying the same thing. There's a mitzvah of lighting candles on Shabbos. You want to extend that? You have a minute to extend that to Yom Kippur. Exactly, there is such thing as that. There's a mitzvah to light a menorah. No good, you're lighting a menorah because of a minute at the Beit HaKnesset. Okay, but you're lighting a menorah, and lighting a menorah is a mitzvah. And that is what you're making a bracha on the mitzvah on, not on the particular act that you're doing. Right? So it's beautiful. It has nothing to do with why you do something. Right? It's not the why, it's the what. Okay? So therefore we end up without steers in the Rush and in the Shulchan Aruch and the Tam. All of a sudden makes sense. Everything yummy. Okay. Anyway, to continue now. Says the Gemara, but that's not a good enough answer. Because if you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan would be the one who held that things were forgotten during the Golas Bavel, that is nothing that follows Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, and this was, what happened was, is that Rav Kahana had to run away from Bavel Teretz Yisrael, and he comes to Rabbi Yochanan. It was all Maisa. And he starts asking kashas and so on, and Rabbi Yochanan is blown away by Rav Kahana. He didn't know who it was. All of a sudden, he finds out that he's learning by this Rav. He says, who is that? Never heard of him. Oh, you don't remember? I do remember. Anyway, he said, my God, I used to think that Torah comes dafka from Eretz Yisrael, And that would be because you didn't go through the gullahs, which is causes a person to forget things and so on. Now I see that on the contrary, it was Bovo that preserved the Torah even better. So I used to think Dilukhon Amri, and now I realize that it's theirs. It's the greatest Torah is actually there in Bovo. So how could he have said that we needed Nevi'im to be Chazer because everything was forgotten in the Golas? On the contrary, it was the pressure of the Golas that caused people to fight for their lives and to be Miyase Torah even more, which of course is what we find is exactly what happened after Golas Bavel. That's when the Torah started to grow. That's the Anshik Nezagdel and so on and so forth. So anyway, so how do we explain that? This is Rabbi Yaakov pointed out. We're confusing two different issues over here. We're not talking about the Iker Halakha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, which was the mitzvah of Aravan the Mikdash. We're talking about the minhag that we have, or the yesod that we have, all over, that we do on Yom HaShvi of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah. That's something else. That was the yesod Nevi'im. That's all that Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Om Rabbani, getting back to this Arava, you should know that there's a special shiur on the Arava. You can't just take anything. And furthermore, ain't any telatel b'fnei atzma. You don't take anything else with it. It's just whole plain Arava. And furthermore, ain't adam yotzei deichov atob Arava shebelulav. You can't be yotzei with the Arava in your lulav. What do you mean, furthermore? Once you said that it has to be by itself, obviously it can't be, I mean, the same thing. Given the Omar Ma'in and the Telet Elul if they had Sbab Shita, then Adam Yatzei Baravash Belulav. Didn't you just say that? You said I have to be holding it, so how can I be holding the rest of my Lulav with it? Well, no, you see, if I hadn't said that, I might have thought that Ma'od Atem Adam Yimi, Eich Lulu Agbe, Vodar Agbe, that maybe what he meant was, Elul if Ma'atzma, is that if you're picking up a Lulav for the mitzvah of Lulav, then that's not good enough to be Yotzei Arava. But if you set it down, you pick it up again specifically for the mitzvah of Arava, maybe then it's okay. Therefore, Kamash Malan, you can't be Yotzei while it's with the lulav. Rav Chistam, Rav Yitzchak, Adam, Yotzei Yedei Chovato Barava Shebelulav. It's not true. You can be Yotzei with the Arava in your lulav if perhaps you have to go and make a special natila, but there's nothing wrong with having other things with your arava. The kama shiura, so when you said it has a certain shiur, what is that shiur? Om Rav Nachman, you need shlosha bade alin lachim. You need three, pashtas rashanas lachim, you need three badim, that is to say three separate branches of aravas, and each one of them requires alin lachim. Those is argues. The Marsha says, why does Tosfos argue? Because if you need three, how could you be yotzei with your lulav? Of course you wouldn't be yotzei with your lulav. Ein adam yotzei b'arava shebelulav. If second minimum shear is three, there's only two aravas in your lulav. Therefore, it must mean that you have on a single branch three fresh joints with leaves on them. It doesn't have to be fully covered, but it requires three of the nodes with leaves, with fresh leaves. On one branch. Rav Shesha says, even one leaf. Even one branch. What? Even one? What do you mean one leaf? That's called an atila. I mean, you can't even see it. You can't mean that seriously. No, I don't. I actually mean, afilo ale echad bevad echad. All you need basically is a branch with a leaf on it. It's also good. Remember, the whole thing is whatever it is. It's this remnant. Omar Ivo was Rav's father, said, I was once standing in front of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik and somebody brought him an arava on Hoshana Rabbah. He picked it up. Chavit chavit. Now here's where we get. What does that chavit chavit mean? No, Rashi says chavit chavit means he was minaneit. He moved it back and forth a little. Didn't make a big deal of it. V'lo borech, and you make a brach. Obviously, kasavar minig neviim. He held it was a minig and not a yisod neviim. Mameli to make a bracha. Ivo and Chizkia, who were Rav's grandchildren through his daughter, which means that they were that same Ivo's great-grandchildren, they brought an arava to their Zaydi, to Rav, and he too was chavit, chavit velo boret, because the elder was a minig neviim. And what's already on the story of Ivo was standing in front of Reb Elozer, Reb Tzedek. It's an amazing story. It's such a beautiful story. So Ivo says, I was standing in front of Reb Elozer, Reb Tzedek. A guy comes in with a shaila. You know, what's a shaila? What's a kind of gavra? He says, look, I'm a very rich guy, and I own cities. I have these kvarim, and I have, so kiryata yitli. I have kromim. So basically, they had serfs. They had empowered him. He was a nobleman. I have kromim. I have zaytai. I have orchards of olives. Now, what's happening is that this was during Shemitah. Now, what's happening is that the people who live in the towns, ati b'nei kiryata, and they are hoeing the ground in my kerem, and they eat the zeitim of my orchards, and I don't pay them. So is this okay or not? Arich or lo arich? Am I doing the right thing or not? Or ma'alei lo arich, this is wrong. The guy turns around without a word and walks out. So he didn't even ask, so what should I do? Havikoshavik levazu turns around and walks out. Later, he comes back and says, we'll see. It's a couple hours later, he's back, and he says, okay, so what should I do? So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzedek, understood that he was not going to even wait 1 second to find out what to do. He needed to put a stop to it immediately. So he runs out to put a stop. Then he comes all the way back and says, what do I do? It's an amazing kind of story. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzedek says, you should know, I've been living in this area for 40 years. I have never met a Adam Yosha, such a fine Erlich Hayid in my whole life. I've never met a man walking in such straight paths like this guy. I'm shocked. Anyway, sure enough, the guy comes back an hour later. Hadarati says, okay, what do I do? It's amazing. So really, my mave, so what should I do? So, because it wasn't clear, was the kishkush itself usher, or was it the payment that was usher? What exactly was the problem? Omalei, so he said, oh, here's what to do. You be mafka your zeitim, so that people shouldn't feel they're taking anything from you. Everybody, all the aniyim can come take your zeitim during Shemitah. And give money out of your own pocket for the people that are working in the kerem. I said, come on, but what do you mean? But I thought working in a kerem is also on it. How could you do kishkushi, which is to hold beneath the kremim? It says, beferish kishkushi mishari, kishkushi is mutter on shmita. Well, Tanya, does it not say beferish in the braita that we darshan the posik vahashviyit tishamtena untashta, that tishamtena means even from kishkush, don't go around with a hoe in your field. And untashta means don't even take out the rocks that show up every year on the field. Nitashta menu sakel. Omra vukva bacham, a very famous psak. Tre kishkushi havi. There's two completely different dinim of kishkush. One is stumi pili, and one is avruya iloni. What happens is that because of the movement of the earth, the rainfall, oftentimes the roots become exposed through cracks on top in the ground, and sometimes the ground actually falls away. And that is very dangerous because the entire thing could get infected and can dry out. That is survival. Anything that is in a gas survival, you're allowed to do during Shemitah. So that is mutter. But the other one is avruya ilane, is to add a lot of dirt to provide fresh water and so on around the bottom, which we always do. We see at the beginning of the season, you go around and you soften up the earth around the trees, you put a little pile of earth around it. That you're not allowed to do, because that is to encourage growth. So avruya ilani is usher, but setumi pili is mutter. Omar Ivo, another thing already, once recording Ivo's relationship here with Reb Elazar Reb Tzedek, Omar Ivo, Mishum Reb Elazar Reb Tzedek, you should know that it's very bad to go on Erev Shabbos a distance of more than three parsaot. Why? Because by the time you get to your house, where you're going for Shabbos, it's going to be very close to Shabbos. And therefore, I alech adam barvei Shabbatot yoter mishosh parsaot. Says Rav Kana, well, I mean, the only problem over there is if you're going to your own home. So Rashi, if you're going to your own home, if people don't realize, maybe they don't know you're coming home today, And because of that, they won't prepare properly for you, you know, for themselves, and they love it. They've got a small Shabbos. You come home and there's nothing that you like, and it'll destroy the Shalom Bayis, says Rashi. Others, Rabbi Rechamano says, what does that have to do with getting angry? It has to do with the fact that you want to have for Shabbos. It'll ruin your ain't Shabbos. But it's mashma from the sugya upcoming that it really, you will see how Rashi sees the Gemara very naturally. That's a question of how you react. So Rav Kahana said this davka if you're going to your own home. But if you're going lush pizza, if you're going to a hotel, so then you don't expect anything if you're going to a hotel. Anyway, you're being same on what you have, right? So I might not get somewhere. I mean, if you want to go somewhere for Shabbos, you know what you have available. That's what Rashi's saying. It's like this. You're expecting things from people. If you expect things from people, it's going to be very bad if you're disappointed. You're going to a hotel, you're not expecting anything. Ikramri, others say, the Rav Kahana said, lo nitzcha l'afil beitik. Even if you're going to your own home, in other words, the opposite. In your own home, whatever is there is yours. You figure, oh, come home, I'll find something. We'll open up some tuna fish. We'll make a nice tuna fish salad. But I don't have to worry about not having my covered Shabbos. But for sure, if you're going to a hotel, you maybe won't have anything. Don't go to a hotel late. But even in your own home, don't come late. Omer of Kana, you should know this happened to me once. I came late. I figured at least a can of tuna fish. I couldn't even find a can of tuna fish. I didn't even have my dip. It wasn't a little bit of hummus. Kasadar Sana was the fish dip that they used to with the sharp cheese.
Well,
it means no herring for Shabbos. It was a disaster. What's the big deal? What do you mean? Who knows? And don't try to tell me to come because I ain't never seen that. I'll tell you why. It's because lulav is the yoraita. Sabdina shiva zechel amigdash. Arov is only drabanan. Lo avdina la shiva zechel amigdash. What do you mean it's only drabanan? Since when? Laman. Here I'm according to Abashol. It's mamish the yoraita. He darshins. Arve noch alo shirabim. Ishtayim. Achat lulav achat lamigdash. And even according to Rabbanan, who argued on Abashol, but we can't was our local Moshe Sinai. Here could I give you a lot of Amr of Asher, Rabbi Yochum, Shomer, Kunish, Pikat, Pit, Faratan. Esther, Netiot, Aravav, and Yisra, Kamayim, a local Moshe Sinai. So that makes no sense what you're saying. El Amr of Zvid, Mishpe, the Rod must have been like this. Lul of the Itlai, Karmen, Torah. So this is where the Rambam learns, Big Vulin, Abdin, Alei, Shiva. Others learn, big. So what would be the point of making one day anyway your chayav big vulin? Therefore, you have no choice. Avdinu l'shiva zechel amigdash. Harav adelat leikarmen haTorah big vulin. Lo avdinu shiva zechel amigdash. Or since let leikarmen haTorah, it's not kosher enough, and therefore big vulin lo avdinu shiva zechel amigdash. That's how the Rambam seems to be learning. Omrei Shalkish, kohanim ba'alei mumim are allowed to be nichnasim be'olam v'lam mizbeach v'elat sit barava. Only Rabbi Yochanan. Who said such a thing? Me Omra. Who said such a thing? He did. You Omra. Dom Rav Asher, Rabbi Yochanan, Shomer Nechun Yish Pikat Beit Choratan Eser Netiot Arava V'Nizcha Mayim Alok Al Mesh Bisina. No, he's saying not me Omra that there is such a thing, but me Omra that it's benetila. Maybe it's bezekifa. What I have to go around the mizbeach for? Mi amra bebalei mumim, maybe only kohanim tmimim do. Itmar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, chad amar arava yesod neviim. Maybe can make a brach on it. The chad amar arava is only a minute. They were mechayev everybody. It's a minag neviim. Tistayim de Rabbi Yochanan and the amar yesod neviim. The amar Rabbi Abba or Rabbi Yochanan arava yesod neviim. He said beferish. Oh. No, if that's the case, tistayim. Omer Rabbi Zeller Rabbi Abba, what do you mean tistayim? What's going on? Mi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Ochi, I thought Rabbi Yochanan was the whole mocker of Bishum Rabbi Chonish Pikat Pir Koratan. The rest of the Tiyot HaRavan Nisach HaMayim Zalach HaMash Mi Sinai. Good God. Eshtomim Kisho Achada. V'yom HaShokchum V'chozru V'yazdu. What? Rabbi Yochanan would never have said that. Because Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Bilchon Amri, and now I see it really, the whole Torah comes from Bavel, Deloni. Okay, you know what? The answer is very simple. look, Asher. Khan, the big dash, was a lot of the Sinai. And then Khan, big volume, that was a question whether it's the Yisrael Nevi'im or whether it's a Minag Nevi'im. Omre Bami, Aravat Zricha Shiur, Vena de Tel Tel Bifle Atzma, Vena de Mitzede Chovato Barava Shmulov. Wait. Those last two things are just repetitions. I mean, given the Omre Bami, he didn't tell us to Bifle Atzma, obviously, Vena de Mitzede Barava Shmulov, no? No. But maybe Agbe Vodar Agbe specifically for Arava, and maybe that's okay. He didn't mean you can't be Yotze with something else. Gamash Vulon, that's exactly what he did mean. Okay, so you said that it's a shear, but how much is that shear? Kama shiura, Omrav Nachman, Shlom Shabbat Yalin Lachim. Rav Sheshi Sarman, nah, filo aleichad, ubarachad. Aleichad? What do you mean? Aleichad, ubarachad? He could have said such a thing. Elaima, filo aleichad on a bad echad. Omar Aido, havita imna kamedi rablozer barabi tzadok. Ve aite ahu gavra arava kamed. And he was shocked, yo chavit, velo borich. Kasavra mina gneviimu. Aiva vachiske, bnei barti derab, aite arava lakami derab. He also was chavit chavit, which Rashi learns is he moved it around, not that he banged it on anything. Velo borich, kasavra mina gneviimu. Omar Aiva Avikaimna Kamedu Rablozer Brib Tzadokotel Kamehu Gav Ramalai Kiryata Yitli Karmaya Yitli Zaytaya Yitli Auto Bene Kiryata Makashkishim Be Karmaya Vilechlum Be Zaytaya. Is this okay? Ramalai, no. Boom! He was out of there like a flash. So Karshavik Levozo. Omar, whoo! Kadu Aiti Dair Bara Ada Arbaim Shin Vlokamiti Barinish Bala Gurkhan Takin Kedain. Amazing! Good or not good? No good. Boom, he's out of there. Hoder ati v'armalei. Okay, so what do I do now? My mommy. Omalei afker zeitaya lechashucha. V'tein pritaya lechashkushi kamaya. Kashkushi mishori v'atanya v'ashvit t'shamtenu t'ashta t'shamtenu melechashkeshu t'ashta melechashkel. Omre v'uko barchama trei kashkushi havei. Chad setume pile so that they don't become dried out or infected. V'chad avri eloni. Avri eloni is indeed osir. But setume pile is a survival issue in a chori. Omre haiva mishum rablozer b'rabi tzadok. Al yalech adam barve shabbatot yoter mishalosh parsaot. Omre v'kana lo amran el leveite. Avalush pise, obviously, I mean, you know, you can't expect anything. So I'm either not get some. Where everything is yours, because maybe there won't be anything. And that, says Rav Kana, happened to me. But it happened to me.